This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Brian McFadden joins us. B-Mac, it's always good to talk with you, co-host of All Things Covered. That is a great podcast. He's also an NFL analyst and a two-time Super Bowl champion. I want to start with the Falcons, obviously, because to me, this is a let's eat week. I mean, let's pad our stats. Let's go beat up on the Carolina Panthers, one of the worst teams in the league. But, B, I've been saying all week, we can't get caught sleeping. We're coming off of this emotional win. I need to see how this team plays after having some success.
No question. And that's why I think, guys, this is the most important game in the first quarter for the Falcons, based on what they've done so far this season. Because you look at what they've done the last two ball games, you know, played against divisional foes, very, very close games, finding a way to win, both being at home. Now you're undefeated in your division. And to your point, you're playing against the worst team, not just in your division, in the National Football League, in the Carolina Panthers. They're dealing with a lot of injuries on both sides of the football field. They have so many uncertainties within their team. They don't have anything going on positive right now. So you don't want to come out and be flat if you're Atlanta. You don't want to come out and make this thing a four-quarter ball game when there shouldn't be any rhyme or reason this should be a tight game in the fourth quarter. Take care of your business. Don't play around with your food. Go ahead and have a cruise control like set in the fourth quarter and get ready for the meat and potatoes within your schedule, because if you look at what the Falcons have moving forward outside of Sunday, you got Seattle, you got Tampa, you got Dallas, you got New Orleans, and you got Denver. Right, and there's a lot at stake when you look at that stretch of ball games coming for the Falcons. So you need to take care of business easily against Carolina.
Other thing, B, is we talked about Bijan Robinson, and basically the Bucs took away the run game. But we want to see Bijan, you know, get in the end zone, the red zone, build off the Pitts momentum from last week, which is great to see. You know, we've been bellyaching with you about Pitts for, like, seems like all offseason, and now can they continue to show that, hey, this is what the Falcons offense looks like week in, week out?
Yeah, I think most importantly, we got to exercise patience with the running game. You know, if you look at the entire mindset offensively, everything has been slow when you talk about the progression. The first few ball games, Kirk Cousins did not look like he's looked over the last few weeks. And the same can be said for the entire offense. Now, when it comes to Bijan, I think patience is something we need to exercise, because as he's continued to ramp up in this offense, you know, get fully acclimated to this offense. Remember, guys, this is Bijan's second year in the National Football League, and this is his second offense he has to learn. I mean, so that's a lot in detail for a young player who's been brought to an organization to deliver big-time goods. So I think for us, when you look at Atlanta, the silver lining is offensively is improving. You're winning ball games, and you're able to do so without your best playmaker offensively being a featured guy in the offense. So just imagine how good this offense will be when Bijan finally gets things rolling in the running game.
It is Brian McFadden, guys, NFL analyst here on Dukes and Bell. We're talking about all the games coming up. B, how about them Cowboys? Okay, I'm sorry. I had to say it.
That's what we're doing.
I'm sorry. Steelers, Raiders. Here's my thing. We have found out that Russ is going to be active for this game. Like, he's been on the sideline. And I asked Mike, I said, did everybody see him run into the game last week and then run out as they put the third string guy in there?
I'm ready.
I mean, what is the deal? And it's going to be Justin Fields again this weekend. But, you know, coming off that Cowboys loss, I don't know, man. I'm not sure what to believe with the Steelers offense right now.
Well, first and foremost, guys, I've never seen a guy who is inactive actually dressed. That's the first for me.
It's like Jameis a few years ago.
What are you doing? You're suspended.
You know, come on, like, help me. Did I miss something? Because when I played the game, when you were inactive, you were in street clothes.
Right.
You never were dressed fully in full pads. That's mind-blowing for me.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's a new rule that you guys heard of. I don't know, but I'm like, yo, I never heard of that before. I thought you couldn't dress if you were not active. But the issue with the Steelers offense, man, is boring.
It is.
It's very, very boring, man. It's boring to watch. And that loss last week to Dallas is inexcusable. You cannot lose to the Dallas Cowboys without D-Law and Michael Parsons. You cannot lose to the Dallas Cowboys when the defense for the Steelers forced three turnovers, two in which happened in the red zone, and they blocked the field goal, and you still lost.
Right.
You still lost. So let's look at it like this. The last two losses for the Steelers happened against the Colts, happened against the Cowboys. Two teams in which, as we see it in five games of play, they're not very, very good. Let's keep it real. The Colts are not very, very good, and the Cowboys are not very good either at this point. You cannot afford to lose your third straight, and it happened to the hands of Aiden O'Connell and the Las Vegas Raiders. That cannot happen. So I don't know exactly what the mindset is. Number one, Justin Fields will be the starting quarterback. Justin Fields, in my opinion, being healthy, will play the entire ball game. The reason why I say that is because you talked about Russell. It seemed like every day he kind of ramped up and got more opportunities in practice, but they're not potentially trying to put Russell in unless something health-wise happened. But what happens, guys, if they lose to the Las Vegas Raiders? What happens then? Yeah. And what happens if they lose and the offense look the same like they looked this past Sunday against Dallas?
Well,
that's the big question mark for me.
Couple of things, you know, started out with Arthur Smith. We're familiar with offenses looking uncompelling. We dealt with it here for almost three full years. The other thing is, it's like I thought Fields needed to make a play. I thought there was a play. The Cowboys, as you said, everything you just said is accurate. You just needed the Steelers to make one or two plays down the stretch, and they had it. And then you throw in, we're familiar with this in Pittsburgh, a disgruntled wide receiver. Now, I don't know if you saw some of the video, but, I mean, to me, Pickens is just walking around jogging. You know, I mean, you can't, you know, be complaining if you're not putting the work in.
Man, of course, you guys know being Georgia Bulldogs, George Pickens is a very, very emotional guy, and sometimes he can't contain his emotions. Super talented, athletically gifted, but sometimes he can't contain his emotions. And for George, it's like, here we go again, shouts out to DMX, right? The same issues that surfaced last year for their offense, the inability to throw the football down the field, kind of surfacing again. So George is like, come on, yo, here we go again. I'm not getting the ball, and we're not moving the ball, and we're not scoring points. So I kind of understand his frustrations, but now I understand you can't do it. You can't show it all the time. That's the thing, because George wants to win, and he wants to play a part in helping the offense win. George is the best playmaker we have on our offense. He's not getting any targets at all. He's not getting any targets at all. So how do you expect to be successful when you're not trying to get the football to your best playmaker? Let's look at it like this. Justin Jefferson gets doubled every time he's on the football field in the midst of a four-quarter ball game. He still get targets. CeeDee Lamb still get targets. A.J. Brown, when he's healthy, he still get targets. Tyreek Hill gets doubled, still get targets.
Right.
You still, those guys find a way to get their playmakers involved. We can't. We don't. So, I mean, he's emotional, and I understand, but yet you can't show it all the time, GP.
Great point. Bengals are done, right? They're finished. They're done. They're kaput. 1-4. Come on, man. They're finished.
Wait. I'm not going to say they disco dead just yet.
Okay.
They ain't all the way disco dead.
Okay.
They're kind of like dead, like Weekend at Barney's.
Uh-huh.
You remember that movie?
Yeah. Yeah.
they still moving around a little bit. And if you look at the Bengals, I know they have the Giants this weekend. They have some winnable games moving forward, to your point being 1-4. So the one bright spot for the Bengals is that Joe Burrow is putting up MVP-like numbers.
He is. 12. By the way, 12 touchdowns, 12 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. To your point, B, go ahead. He's putting up great numbers.
Defense is banged up.
Yeah, so that's the bright spot for them. He is finally going. They're healthy, and the offense is looking like they're going to have to hold it down for the entire team because their defense has been sad. But when you look at their division, I mean, Baltimore's thriving. We just talked about the concerns with Pittsburgh. The window is open in the division. Because think about this, guys. I just put up their schedule. They have the Giants, Cleveland, Philly, the Raiders, Baltimore Chargers. Technically, that was supposed to be a win for them. So you look at the next six games, I mean, you see two teams that are legit competitors, and those two teams would be Philly and Baltimore.
Yeah.
Right?
Right?
So if they can kind of turn everything around in this next 6-game stretch, they will be in that conversation when you're talking about trying to get in one of them top 7 seeds in the playoffs, in my opinion.
It's our man Brian McFadden, 2-time Super Bowl winner here on the WadeFord.com hotline. So they fire Salah. The defense isn't the problem. They finally get a new coach in there, Ulbrich, as an interim, and he moves out Hackett, who everyone thinks is a stooge. They got the worst rushing attack, and they got Breece Hall. What do you make of this, Jets?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Soap opera.
You talk about soap opera. Growing up, when I used to have to watch TV with my grandma, she controlled the TV. Mm-hmm. We used to watch The Young and the Restless every day. Oh, my goodness. Every day, I started learning the characters.
Victor Newman.
One of the best soap operas back in the day, right?
It was.
Y'all remember The Young and the Restless?
Oh, yes. It was great. Yep. Loved it.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, with Victor and the crew, Victor and Vicky. I still remember the names right
yep.
now. That's what we're watching with the New York Jets. It's the best soap opera in the National Football League. Number one, they prematurely fired their coach for no reason. In 5 games, Robert Saleh got fired. 2-3. To your point, outside of week one against the San Francisco 49ers, the defense has been balling. Even a week ago, yes, they lost, but remember, the defense only gave up 13 points, if I'm not mistaken, because they got a pick six that was returned. So you fired Robert Saleh, and they're saying rumors were coming from the Jets that he was thinking about making a move offensively anyway with Nathaniel Hackett. You fire him, you bring up Jeff Orbridge, who's the DC. He ends up demoting Nathaniel Hackett, the same thing that Robert Saleh was going to do. So how did you get better? Mm-hmm. How did you get better? Number one, the issue for the Jets has been the offense. The issue for the Jets has been Aaron Rodgers.
In
five games,
yep,
they are averaging the same amount of points they averaged a year ago with Zach Wilson, 18. Zach Wilson and Aaron Rodgers' numbers in five games look almost identical. Identical. So it's almost like Robert was the scapegoat for the issues. And then the last thing I'll say about the Jets, if you win Monday, you're top of your division.
Right.
Like, think about that. If you win Monday, out of everything that has been going wrong offensively more so than anything, you're sitting on top of your division, and that is a winnable division.
It is. Buffalo's banged up as well. Josh Allen's coming off of a terrible game, one of his worst games ever.
Tua, he's still out. You know, we don't know when he's coming back, and the Patriots are just waiting for the draft in 2025.
Yeah, yeah.
What are we doing, New York?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!